from KUER News in Salt Lake City. I'm Terry Gilday. A Utah veteran says he's helping to protect the Western world by suing a former Guantanamo prisoner. Retired Special Forces Sergeant Lane Morris of South Jordan believes Canadian national Omar Khadr is a potential threat to national security. But a senior U.S. military official says Morris is wrong and out of line with his lawsuit. KUER's Andreas Martin reports.
In 2002, Lane Morris was partially blinded when a grenade was thrown from an Al-Qaeda compound in Afghanistan.
The right eye is blind, but it tracks with my left eye. A piece of shrapnel just went through the optic nerve, so it just cut the power.
U.S. Army combat medic Christopher Spear was killed in the same firefight. Morris believes 15-year-old Omar Khadr was throwing the grenades. Together, Morris and widow Tabitha Spear are suing Khadr for $44 million in damages. But Morris says he's not doing it because he needs the money. He believes Omar Khadr is a threat and that it's his duty to sue the man.
It appears to me that he is a significant security risk to our country.
Khadr, a citizen of Canada, has filed a lawsuit of his own against the Canadian government. He accuses intelligence officers of violating his rights when he was first detained, and he's asking for at least $20 million in damages. Morris wants to make sure Khadr never sees that money.
I'm convinced that Omar Khadr, as a free man with millions of dollars burning a hole in his pocket, those dollars are not going to go towards activities that are in the best interest of my country.
In 2010, Khadr pled guilty to killing Spear and other war crimes. As a condition of the plea deal, he was released to Canadian custody. He's now serving an 8-year sentence and is eligible to apply for parole. Based on what Morris saw at the Guantanamo hearing, he's convinced that Khadr is a danger to society. Now a grown man with combat experience, religious expertise, knowledge of multiple languages, and demonstrated leadership among fellow detainees.
He's got a lot of things that bin Laden didn't have. The thing he's missing is a bunch of money. So for him to get that and freedom, and it sounds like they are going to parole him here in a few years at the latest. We're really setting this guy up to be a thorn in the side of the West for the rest of his life.
There is just nothing about him that I would compare to Osama bin Laden or any one of these potential terrorists who have threatened our country.
That's retired Brigadier General and Army Medical Corps Officer Stephen Zanakis. He says he conducted a thorough psychiatric evaluation of Omar Khadr while he was detained at Guantanamo and has remained in contact with him. Zanakis says Khadr is a pacifist with no interest in politics. He believes Morris's lawsuit is inappropriate and misguided.
A sergeant does not take national security into his own hands. We really, in a democracy, defer that responsibility to our government, who we hope and elect and hold accountable to do it in the most effective way that it can. So I don't think there's a basis for this kind of suit.
But this is not the first time Morris and Spear have sued the Khadr family. The two have already won a civil lawsuit against the estate of Omar Khadr's father, Ahmed Saeed Khadr. He was a close associate of Osama bin Laden and was killed near the border of Afghanistan in 2004. Morris and Spear were awarded more than $100 million by a U.S. district judge in 2006. But they never saw that money because Khadr's assets were seized and frozen by the U.S. government. Human rights groups have said Ahmed Khadr's son Omar was groomed to be a child soldier and should have been sent home to Canada for rehabilitation. But Morris says Khadr knew what he was doing and he was a danger.
15 is young, but it's also old enough to be able to display a dedication and a resolve and a courage. I mean, it's really to be admired that a young man that age would not flake out. It would have been easy to surrender.
We cannot judge these detainees in Guantanamo Bay without first giving them a proper trial.
That's Omar Khadr's lawyer in Canada, Dennis Edney. He says Morris can't know what happened that day in Afghanistan because he was removed from the battlefield before Spear was killed. He says Khadr only pled guilty so that he could get out of Guantanamo.
Omar Khadr, at the age of 15, He was tortured in Bagram and then tortured in Guantanamo Bay, a place that has been described internationally as being beyond the rule of law and a torture center. And so one has to look at the context in which Omar Khadr made that plea bargain. Had he not made that plea bargain, he would have been deemed to remain there for the rest of his life.
The Alberta Court of Appeals ruled last week that Khadr should be transferred from federal prison to a provincial jail, as requested by EDNY. National public safety officials said in a statement that the federal government will appeal the decision to the Supreme Court of Canada and will fight any attempt to lessen Khadr's punishment. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.